Good morning, Central Oregon. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Friday Morning News. It's an Aloha Friday. I'm Dave Jarvis. Here's Kim Birchfield.
A former Redmond man is involved in a murder-suicide case in Washington State. Police say 35-year-old David Stewart, who was a combat medic, shot and killed his wife and himself in a police chase Tuesday. Deputies found the couple's 5-year-old son, Jordan, dead of suffocation in their home. Detective Ed Troyer says they aren't sure who killed the boy.
We're going to have to rely on the evidence and science and some forensics tests, hopefully, to tell us more about what happened there, because anybody who was around is deceased. We may not have all the answers and may never will. We do know that we do have the male who we believe shot the female and then shot himself, and the boy was dead for 24 hours before that. So both of them were at the res during that time, so they both knew that there was a child in the house. What caused that to happen is what we're waiting for the science to maybe help us answer, if it even is able to.
Stewart has twice deployed to Iraq. He was based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, then transferred to Joint Base Lewis-McChord, south of Seattle, in 2010. Deputies say Stewart shot and killed himself following a high-speed car chase on Interstate I-5 near Olympia. His wife, Christy, was found shot to death in the car after the chase. The Ben Lapine Middle School Boundary Committee has made its decision where to move students to alleviate overcrowding at Cascade Middle School. But some parents aren't happy about the way that they voted. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Some parents are concerned not necessarily about the new plan, but how the committee voted on it. Jay Kohler feels the language in the ballot was skewed.
You know, my beef isn't so much with what kids are going where. It actually has to do with the ballot itself. And having emotional words like "will sabotage" as one of the choices for the committee members to choose from. To me, that's just really disappointing.
Assistant Superintendent John Rexford told parents during Wednesday night's meeting that language was deliberately chosen to get an accurate reflection on the emotion of the committee's choices. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And Oregon's economy continues to show signs of growth. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The number of jobs continues to increase in Oregon and consumer confidence is up, but University of Oregon economist Tim Dewey says he's concerned about higher food and fuel prices.
Higher gas prices seem to have eroded confidence a little bit last month.
Dewey says higher prices are also a sign of economic growth.
What we're seeing is really evidence that the global activity has improved. On the other hand, we wouldn't want to see the rate of change continue for too much longer.
If food and gas prices remain high over several months, it could slow the recovery. There's still no growth in home building and manufacturing. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The definition of how room tax is charged in Bend is in question. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams tells us about the topic generated a lot of discussion at Wednesday night's Bend City Council meeting.
Bend City Manager Eric King.
Trying to provide clarity to our code for transient room tax, so we weren't really proposing anything new. It was just to be a little bit more clear about when that transient room tax applies and to what types of charges.
On a 4-3 vote, the City Council narrowly accepted the staff proposed changes. The city contends that if all guests are charged some kind of fee, then that should be taxed. Attorney Neil Bryant, representing the Riverhouse Convention Center, argued for further clarification. Riverhouse's contention is that if a customer can opt out of paying a facility use fee at registration, then it shouldn't be taxed. A majority of the councilors seem to feel that fine print on a registration card is not enough notice to opt out. Thus, most people will automatically pay it. They feel it should be taxed. Council will consider the issue once again for final approval during their first meeting in May. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the governor and the state treasurer back a bundle of bills designed to create additional savings for the state. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports the plan includes killing the kicker.
State Treasurer Ted Wheeler says his opinion of the state's revenue system is no secret.
I would describe it from a financial perspective as being seriously dysfunctional.
That's why he joined Governor John Kitzhaber testifying in favor of a plan that asks voters to say goodbye to their kicker checks, sending those funds to savings accounts that can be used in times like these.
And this gives us the ability to provide some degree of stability until the time when we can make more substantial changes in the structure of the Oregon revenue system.
Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for today. For a closer look at these stories and more, check out our website. That's kbnd.com. And that is the news for today on News Talk